We are inching ever closer to 5 o'clock here on this Wednesday edition of the Pat Miller Program. Let's go to the newsmaker line. Standing by, he is a Indiana House rep from District 84 here in Fort Wayne. It's Representative Bob Morris. Representative Morris, good afternoon to you, sir. Bob, are you there?
I am here, yes. It's always great to be on the Pat Miller Show.
Well, very nice to have you here. I was afraid there for a minute we weren't going to hear each other. So let me ask you this. Explain for me, if you could, I know that you've been real involved with this House Bill 1001. Exactly what is this, and why should this matter to people here in Fort Wayne?
Well, what matters is that we need to have choices, and if we want to get vaccinated, if we want our family to get vaccinated, and I personally feel, and a number of my colleagues, that if you want to be employed, that you should not have to do something to your body that you don't want to. And this quote-unquote shot that they're calling a vaccine has been rushed. The studies haven't been out there on it. I really believe, in people's life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness.
So in the crux of this bill, House Bill 1001, which has been introduced to the House, you and Matt Lehman and scores of other people have been involved with it. Basically, it takes some of the administrative authority away from the government, right? I can't bend your arm up behind your back and say, look, if you don't do this, you're not going to work. I mean, it allows more flexibility on behalf of families and workers and employees, right?
That's correct. You know, and our forefathers said it, many of the leaders that founded our country. Our federal government is out of control. Our federal government, especially the executive branch, President Biden, is mandating something and threw a tactic out there that said if you have 100-plus employees, they must be vaccinated. And it's a horrible scare tactic that he has done, and we need to get back to states' rights, and that's what the House of Representatives and House Bill 1001, you know, my good friend and colleague Chris Judy, Matt Lehman, Mark Carbaugh, all here from Fort Wayne, Dave Heine as well. You know, we are down there fighting. People wonder what we're doing, and everyone does not share our same ideals and what we believe in. But I assure the listeners today that we are fighting and that we are standing for individual rights and also protecting those employers here in the great state of Indiana.
What do you think about the fact that now with the federal government and by one step down, a lot of state governments, we're now getting ready to start to push these immunizations for people who are 5 years of age through 11 years of age. I think this is going to cause some people to come out and take a defensive stand against inoculations where they really hadn't up to this point.
No, you know, you're 100% correct. And this is just the start of what our government is mandating and what our government is doing. You know, 30% of all cold viruses are of the COVID strain.
Right.
And as we continue to discover new strains of COVID, we cannot shut down our state. We cannot shut down our communities. And I fought and discussed this with our leaders and telling them, when is it going to end? When is it going to stop? And checking with our hospitals. Our hospitals are doing a fantastic job. Our nurses, our doctors, our workers at our hospitals, and they're faced with different challenges every day. And we're a smart enough state, we're a smart enough country to get through this without mandating that our 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 17-year-olds need to do this.
I was watching Good Morning America this morning, and they had two nurses on there from the greater Washington, D.C. area. One of them had worked 7 years, and the other one had worked 27 years at one of the large known name hospitals in the country, and they now are out of work because they would not go and get vaccinated. The people that want to be vaccinated, they even helped administer it because they said that's the choice of those people, but they didn't want to do it, and now they are out of a job. So now that means you're going to have those hospitals going around and hiring more nurses who probably will be less qualified, have less years on the job. It's pretty hard to find a good, solid 27-year nurse and put her on the force. And so here they have just released it. And both of these women, Congressman, both of these women said to the people asking them the question today, Bob, they said, our only hope right now is we have to move out of state and move somewhere else where they have different parameters on the laws about what's supposed to happen. That's telling you that the state you're in is getting ready to sacrifice a lot of great health care for their people.
Well, and I want to tell you that the great state of Indiana would love to welcome those people here.
Yeah.
And as these different states that are all part of the union that make up the United States, there's many states struggling right now.
No, you're and exactly correct.
Yeah, that those people are welcome here. And one thing that's very frustrating to me is we need to stop using the word vaccine. And now they've changed the definition of what a vaccine does. And they're talking about booster shots.
Yeah.
You know, this is nothing more than a glorified flu shot and a booster shot. And if you recall from years ago, well, I got the flu shot. You know, I recall my grandmother saying, and I got sick. Well, I got the flu shot. I shouldn't be sick, should I? Well,
yeah.
A different strain came through and they got sick.
Yep.
And, you know, studying and looking at and hearing from different people whose children have got the shot, that they're sick and they have COVID currently. Now, here's an interesting thing that I'm going to tell you and tell the listeners today. I had a gentleman call me, and I'm trying to get him before the State Department of Health. He has never been vaccinated, and he has not got the current shot. So he's never been vaccinated, and he hasn't got the current shot. He does not get sick, and he's never got a cold.
Wow. It's amazing, isn't it?
He's one of nine people in his family.
Well, see, and here's one of the things that really confuses me. Now, I have been vaccinated, and Kim has, because of my compromised immune system since my transplant. My doctors
right.
basically said, you need as much help as you can get. But if somebody else doesn't want to be, I don't look down on them. I don't expect them to look down on me. It's all personal choice, like everything else in the life of every American.
That's right. And when God calls us home. You know, my late father used to say that when it's your time to go home. You know, my good friend John Kaywood, the building commissioner, just passed away.
Yep.
And we would speak frequently. And, you know, he ran into some health issues and had some complications. But he was a fighter and a believer. And, you know, discussing with him as far as whose choice it should be, and it's the individual's choice and it's the family's choice on what they choose to do. And that's how our country was founded.
We're talking to we're talking to Bob Morris, who represents House District 84. And Bob, we've only got about a minute and a half left. I know that in this bill, this 1001, it provides that an employer may not require an employee who has tested positive and received COVID-19 to receive an immunization against it. We heard all along that if you catch COVID, you're going to get a natural immunity that's stronger than any vaccination. And yet now we're saying those people have to be vaccinated.
You're absolutely right, Pat. And we've learned so much from this virus. And if you recall back in March of 20, that, well, you're only going to have the antibodies for 2 to 3 months. I know a gentleman right now who still has the antibodies. And everyone still has the antibodies. So we've learned a lot from it. Those people do not need to get the shot. According to everything that I've read and researched and found, Vermont is the highest state in the union that's been vaccinated. And currently today, they have the highest rate of COVID in the country.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, it defies everything that they say of what should happen. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today. I keep calling you Congressman. I think I'm giving you a raise. You represent House District 84, Bob Morris, down there in Indianapolis. And your next session begins when?
January 4th. And, Pat, it's always great to spend time with you, and I look forward to spending some time here with you in the next couple of weeks and during session to keep you updated.
Yep.
I always like to say it's great to be on WOWO 1190.
Podcasts by Federated Media.